we've been off to a record early start for many producers in the province. Ourselves, we started 2 weeks earlier than we ever have before.
John Williams is executive director of the Ontario Maple Syrup Producers Association.
Once we get back into the classic temperature ranges for us, which are -5 at night, +5 in the daytime, we should see some good production. And I think that's going to happen next week.
The next 2 weeks will be busy at the sugar shacks as Mother Nature promises to deliver perfect conditions for producers who expect a bumper crop this year thanks to an extended mild spell last month.
We've made 60% of a crop already, and the weather in the next 2 weeks looks very good. I believe we're going to have an excellent season here, maybe the best we've ever had.
Kent Breeden runs the largest operation in Simcoe County and hopes to beat last year's yield of 24,000 liters of syrup, a far cry from 2021 when production was down 20% across North America. But the milder winters prompt concerns about climate change.
We're not panicked about climate change. We are worried about it and certainly keeping an eye on it and all want to play our part in reducing the amount of carbon we're putting into the air.
What's the best food pairing with this liquid gold?
Maple creme brulee is probably one of my all-time favorites.
I like strawberries. A little bit of milk in the bowl and a bit of syrup on top.
It's maple syrup time.
I'm Christine Ross for Zoomer Radio.